Tonight's shir siman kuf chav ches. Seif yutes through seif chav gimel. Seif yutes. Ein shiach tzibur ashoy lanos amen acher brocha shel kahanim. The shiach tzibur cannot respond amen to the brocha the kahanim say. So Mishnah Brura, why do right away qualify sifkan ayin aleph acher brocha kahanim? The shiach tzibur can't answer amen. Shemitis balbel daito, because he may get confused. You won't be able to read to them the psukim, second or third pasuk. But if he's davening from a siddur, he has a siddur, and he's sure he's not going to get confused. He's reading from the siddur. He can answer amen. This amen is not an interruption to tzarech tefillah. It's part of the tefillah. But the bracha the kahana make before they do the duchenin, there yesh machmirin shabachol gavnul yane misham hefsik betfila. There, under any circumstance, the kahana should not respond because it's an interruption in the tefila to say amen to that bracha. V'shani amen shel habirchus kahanim gufa to havi hefsik, as opposed to the amen of the birchus kahanim itself, that's not a hefsik. Shumoyra al kabal sabracha, that shows he's been kabal bracha. And we said the other night that the Moshe says, according to the Charedim, that's the Yisrael's chelik in the bracha. He's mekayim his mitzvah by answering amen to the bracha. So that's part of the birchus kahanim, as opposed to the bracha the kahanim make before they start the duchen. That's independent, and that he should not answer amen to. Seif chof, im shliach tzibur kohen. What if the chazan is a kohen? If there are other kahanim, lo yisak is kav, he shouldn't duchen. The Mor says, "V'lo yoyim lo la'alos." No one should tell him to go up or lita yodah to wash his hands. Adam amr lo, but if they did tell him, tzarech la'alos, he does have to go up. To oiver be'esei, man oiver, if he doesn't go up, he's violating mitzvah esei. V'afilu ein sham koyin elohu, and even if there's no other koyin except the bal tefillah, lo yisak kav, he shouldn't duchen. Elam can move to chlo sheyach lo tefillah so, unless he's absolutely certain he can go back to his davening. But here, das, without getting confused, because if he is certain he can go back, change from koyin elhu, since he's the only koyin, he says kapav he should duchen. Not to miss out on the mitzvah of duchening. The case of Yasa, so what does he do? He's done it for the yomid. Yaakov raglov ma'at ba'avoda. When they get to the bracha of Ritzay, he'll move his feet a little bit. The yomer adochon elahoida, so he'll finish the bracha of meidim. The yal duchen, go up to duchen. The Yaakov Acher, someone else will read to him what to say. And then the Chazan goes back and says Sim Shalom. Now, if the Makre, who's prompting the Kohen, was paying attention to the Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning until this point, then it would actually be better for the Makre to be the one who concludes the Bracha Sim Shalom. Mishnah Brura Sifkaten Ayin Beis Lo Yisah. Sheikh Sibu Kayin, there are other Kahanim, he shouldn't duchen. Why? Shemalu Yucha Lachavin Lachzor, the Sim Shalom. We're afraid he won't be able to go back to Sim Shalom. Shedaita Mitorefes, Me'emus at Sibur. He'll get all confused. He's afraid, a certain degree of trepidation. When he's standing in front of the Sibur, he'll just make it incapable of finishing. Vafilim Batuachu Ba'atzma Shloti Torf Datan, even if he's perfectly secure and confident that he can go back and finish davening. Gamkin l'rotzu chacham l'hokul b'zeh. Still, the chacham did not want to be lenient in this. Lakum imekoyimo, if l'alos l'duchen, he should step out of his spot, climb up the duchen. Hechashesh karmachem, if there are other kohanim v'vesek knesses in shul. V'lotispat on nesiyas kapayim, and it won't eliminate, you won't miss out on nesiyas kapayim. So let the other kohanim do it. Sefkon ayin gimel eskapov. So we're not going to let him duchen. Elhu oimet, he stays in his spot. But acher she'enu kain makar, another person who's not a kain will be the makar. K'moshe kosuf sifchav beis alus will be written in sifchav beis. Sifkon ayin dalt avlam omelov v'chulu. But let's say they told him to go up. So Moses says he has to go up. Umar kesh omelov v'chus would say they told him at the bracha would say or koyluchin before would say avlam omelov achas siyam v'chus say. But if after he's finished would say they tell him to go up, ainu asher lalaus, he can't go up. K'moshe kosuf sifches, we learned already in sifches that if you don't move by ritzay, you're not going up. Look back at Sifkon Tess, what the Rabbi says in the name of Mintz. Sifkon Ayin Hey, do over be essay. If they tell him to go up, he's got to go up, because if he doesn't, he's mevatel mitzvah to say. Open Ezef, for this reason, Siddu Hachorim, the Achorim are inclined to say, Tafilum einum muftach lachzlas filaso, even if he's not sure that he could go back to Sim Shalom, gam ken yal duchen, he has to go up to the duchen. V'nechashash terifel bilbul hatfila, because of the concern that he may get confused and not be able to continue, shekol ikara eina el midivisavim, the whole ikra of tefila is drabonim, ein lo lavar alas he deraisa, that doesn't give him the allowance to violate the mitzvah deraisa. U'befrat hashta shem espalam et hasidah, especially today we down with the sitter, bevada yal, certainly he should go up and duchen. Sefkan ayin vav, muftuch lo sheyachsa. Shulchan Aruch says, even if the kohen is, even if there's no other kohen but him, he shouldn't duchen, unless he is absolutely secure and confident that he can go back to his davening without being confused. Again, u'lididon shem espalam et hasidah, for us we down with the sitter, that is considered muftachlo. She asks, feels that he's confident and secure that he can return to the davening. Umikomalkom, however, kasheish kahanim achem, if there are other kahanim, lo yakar aglav, he should not move to duchen the af be muftach lo shavina el b'dlek kahanacha. Even if he is secure to go back, we don't allow it unless there is no other kahanim. If there are other kahanim, he just shouldn't duchen. So Sharat Siyan in Samach Dalet points out. Now, this is the view of most poskim, but the Pi Chodesh is Meikel. That if he's muftach and we have a sitter, so everyone is muftach to go back to Sim Shalom, then even if there are other kahanim, we let him duchen, not the shchunach. And in places where the minig is to go duchen, the kohen bal tefillah will duchen. We're not going to be moichah. We're not going to make a protest. We let him duchen because he has who to be samechan and he's muftach that he'll go back to Sim Shalom, even though there are other kahanim. So the notes point out that the Sefer Eretz Yisrael writes, the minhag in Yerushalayim is that the Shliach Tzibur does duchen, even if there are other kahanim. And they rely on this shita, and they will duchen. However, the Chaznish and the Stapler felt that if there are other kahanim, the Chazn should not duchen. L'mais in Eretz Yisrael, it's very common to see kahanim down for the Omid, and they will just jump around, and turn around, and duchen, and they go back and finish some shalom. Sifkat and Ayin Zayin, Ma'at ba'avoidim. So, what does he do? The Kayin who's dying for the Amid is going to Duchen. He moves a little bit by the Aveda. Leilich Latsad Duchen to go towards the Duchen. Vatam, the reason is, Mishum Hadi Israel, Sifchas and Shom, with the seven Sifchas. In which say they have to begin moving to front. Sifkayin Ayin Ches, Vial Duchen. So the Machabis is just walk up, go up to the Duchen. Hainush Yaka, Rag Game, Viyam al Duchen. Just move from where he's standing and climb up the Duchen. Panam Kneged, Panam Kadin, facing everyone like the Halacha requires. The notes on the side point out that Bizmanenu, we follow the Tshuvas Radvaz and other Achonim, Sheikh Tzibur, who's davening, and he's the Koyin, does not go up to Duchen, he just turns around and faces the Tzibur and davens like that. Either the Orlet Sion says, no, do like Shulchan Aruch, he should get up and walk all the way up Nilshman Esrei, and Duchen from the Duchen with all the Kahanim. But most ways that I've seen, they just turn around from the Chazan's position and Duchen from there. Sivkot and Ayin Tes, V'yivarech Birz Kahan, V'yakul Acher. So if the Kohen, who's about Tefillah, is Duchening, someone else has to prompt him. Hanashi Yivarech Birz Asher K'dishanu, V'achach Makri Lo Acher, Teva Teva. The Kohen is going to say the Baruch Asher K'dishanu, and then the Makri will start Yivarecha. Avol Ein Loimer Shem Makri Lo Tevas Kohamed Chila. But we're not saying that the Makri calls out Durat Kahanim. The Kivan Change from Elohu, because the Mechabes case is only one Kohen, only the Baltfila. We learned before in Sif Yud that when there is only one Kohen, they don't call out Kahanim. Sif Katan Pei, Odif Tvei. Who should finish Sim Shalom? If the Makri was paying attention, he should finish Sim Shalom. Koyal Muftuch and Iskim Tchiz goes back on the Kohen who's Muftuch. The Ka'amr, the Afagav, the Muftuch, that even though he's Muftuch, even though he's secure that he can go back and say Sim Shalom, Hachazan Asma Yared Achach Min Aduchin Mesayim Sim Shalom, that the Chazan goes down and says Sim Shalom, calls the Huim Amakra Lo Kivin Lishmar Tzvish when Hashliach Sibir Mitchil Vasov. That's only if the Makra did not pay attention to the Chazar Sashas from beginning to end. The Koshkin Kashasach Bamson, certainly if the Makra was talking during Chazar Sashas. Well, the Kach Lo Yochel Sim Shalom, so he can end with Sim Shalom. He's missing the brachas beforehand. But if in fact this makra was paying attention beginning to end, so it's as if he said it himself. So then we say the makri should finish Sim Shalom. Because then you have a hefsek waiting for the Sheikh Tzibur to come down from the duchen back to his spot. Better let the makri finish Sim Shalom. And the Sheikh Tzibur, who's not finishing off, should listen to the Makri, who's saying the Sim Shalom. Because if he doesn't, because then it comes out that all his Chazos HaShatz was until Sim Shalom. So we want him to listen to the Makri's Sim Shalom. The Makri will finish Sim Shalom. If you look at the Vilna Gaon's commentary, the Tov Yosef Shir Sama Shir Sibi Atzma Tomet. It's always better for the Shir Sibi to finish himself. And so writes Derech HaChayim V'Chai Odom. Ushari Achronim Kulam and the other Achronim, all of them, Hiskiru B'Stomo, Shir Sama Chazan, they just say the Chazan finishes off. For the Hiskiru Eitz is Yom HaVeres Shulchan Aruch, they omit this idea that the Shulchan Aruch puts forward that the Makri should say Sim Shalom. And I suspect it's because it's very uncommon to have someone who's paying attention word for word, the whole Chazos HaShatz, without an interruption, that he could actually pick up with the Sim Shalom. So just the Pashut case is that we let the Chazan come back and the Koyin Chazan will finish the Sim Shalom when he's done. As far as the Tefillah, the Ribon HaLamim, so the notes on the side point out that the Kisa Shulchan Aruch says he'll say it after Kaddish. He'll wait till after Kaddish. The Tefillah the Koyin says when he's done Duchening, we learned that yesterday, so he has to wait till after the Kaddish to say that. When he's done the Kaddish, then everyone starts saying Kelokeinu, whatever, he will say the Ribbono Shel Olam. Se'if Chof Aleph. Eino Kahanim Hashem L'Nagim Birchas Kahanim Shnayim V'Shosh Negunim. When the Kahanim sing the Birchas Kahanim, they can't sing two, three tunes. Shem De'ik L'Meicha Shetir V'Das. We're concerned they'll get confused. It's one tune, beginning to end. Mr. Brewer, Sakon Pei Beis, Toter Fadas, they do different tunes, it gets confusing. If they're so busy figuring out the changing tunes, they won't know what pasuk or word they're up to. Even though they are prompting them each word, but they'll totally forget, they're so busy figuring out the tunes, they're going to forget what the Makri was prompting them. As far as the Minig to Menagin, Trumas Adeshim, it's on the note on the side, the Minig Lenags Kahanim Ben Eimo, and the Kahanim Yodei Lahanim Es Hanigin Birchosan, Hamishabachim, the Gemara and Kedushin, Ayin Aleph, because it talks about they used to Mavliya, the Shem Hashem, Ben Eimus Achem Kahanim. There were Kahanim singing, and the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem Hashem, and no one heard it because it was drowned out by the singing. You see in the Gemara that talks about the Kahan would sing when they duchened. Sivkan Pei Gimel. Ve'ein l'nagin v'chulu. You shouldn't do two or three nigunim. Only one nigun. V'chein chazonim. The same is true of the Baal Tefillah. B'chol mokum shem menagin v'der menagin. Lo nochon shenagin b'edin echad habi nigunim. If they're doing one thing, don't flip around the nigunim. Stam, in Musaf, whatever the davening. Stick to one tune in that section of davening. Yerabba gives a defense of the Chazanim, but Lamaisa, they should stick to one tune. Sifkatan Peidat, El Nigan Echad, one tune. And certainly the Kahanim shouldn't be singing different Nigunim. So each Kahan says, okay, I'll sing one Nigan. But they're not singing the same Nigan. That's not good. The Gamazayesh Bilbo, that gets very confusing also. Sif Chav Beis. Mishtadlin sheha makre yisro. We strive to have the makre to be a yisro. Or shechazin kohen yamod yisol etzlo. If the chazin is a kohen, you have yisro stand by him. V'yikru kahanim and he calls out kahanim. V'yakru yisom and he prompts them. V'chazin omid v'shesek and the chazin is sad. Again, this is the mechaber shita that a kohen bal tefil does not go up to duchen when there are other kohanim. Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Pehe sheha makre yisro. The makre shbi yisro kain kasa ram. The Rambam writes this. V'asmecha chords based on the pasuk shneimar, amor lehem, tell them, instruct them. Mechal shein hamakamim, implying that the makr is not one of the kahanim. Well, the fees according to this, the fimin againu are minik. Shasiyasiba who are makr, shasiba is the makr. When shakasef sifu gimel, like we're in sifu gimel. Me'meil tzorch lishtad l'chatchila. So we try shasiyasiba ovnatev l'shasiba who's down for the amid lo yekun should not be a kohen. But a levi shartzin says is fine. Even though the Nusach HaMechaber is not a Kohen but a Yisrael, the fact is a Levi can do it too, and the fact that he won't be able to wash their hands, I guess, is not a concern. Sifkatan Peva, Vayakra Osam. So if a Kohen is davening for the Amid, the Yisrael stands next to him, and he calls out Kahanim, and he's going to prompt Hainu Kol Birch Kahanim Yilamila, each word of the Duchening, he's going to say word for word, the Yisrael will do that. Sifkatan Peva, Chazan Omid, Shasek, and the Chazan is silent, perish. Ad Gemara Beis Kahanim until the conclusion of Beis Kahanim. On Sim Shalom ve'Eilech Yom HaChazim Atzmo. But once you get to Sim Shalom, of course the Chazim goes back and resumes Sim Shalom. V'nei Kol Din Zeh Shel HaMechaber This Halacha L'Shulchan Aruch Hiskimu HaAchronim She'en Zerak L'Chatchila. The Achronim agree this is L'Chatchila. Aval K'she'en Shamish Yodeh LaHakos. But if no one else knows how to be Makri, Yaakov Kan She'chsib Aso. Then the She'chsib, who is a Kohen, will be the Makri too. If no one else can do it, then the Kohen She'chsib is going to do it. And why is he dying for the Amid? Because no one else can. There's no one else going down for the Yomid, so you have no choice. The Kohen's going down for the Yomid. If no one else can Makri, then he'll be the Makri. Seif Chav Gimel. B'shor she'akohanim mevorchim ha'am. When the Kohanim give the bracha to the people, lo yabitu v'liyasichu daitam. They can't look, they can't be distracted. The Kohanim have to be focused. El yu'ei neim klap imato. The Kohanim's eyes should be down, k'mo she'om b'tfil, as if they're standing in Shmon Esrei. And as far as the tzibur is concerned, they should have kavana for the bracha. They should be facing the kahanim. But they shouldn't be staring at the kahanim. The Moses says, "Kahanim liyistak liyidei," and the kahanim should not look at their hands. Therefore, the minig is that they put the talus over their faces, but their hands are beyond the talus. The Yesh Mekoyim is to our places, Shanoga, they have a minig, Shedeim Befnimidahas, that even the Kahanim cover their hands as well. Sheyistaklu ha'ombehem, that the people should not see their hands. So one minig is the Kohen covers his face, but his hands are out of the talus, and the second minig is the hands are under the talus. Mishtabur Sefkatan Peches, Kamosha Oimitfilo, like davening, Shayim Espalin, Sheyivarach Hashem Espalach Esesuel. The Kahanim are standing like the davening. There being mispalel that Hashem should bless Kaiso. Stifkon peites v'lo yistaklu behem, and they shouldn't look. What's the Lord mean to say? Lo b'fnei ha'kohanim v'lo b'deihem. The tzibah shouldn't look at the Kohanim's faces. The tzibah shouldn't look at the Kohanim's hands. V'atam hu gam ken kedesh yisichu da'at me'bracha. Again, the reason is they shouldn't be distracted from the bracha. V'em ken kol shken shlo yistaklu mokom achir, and they certainly should not look elsewhere. Umedina eno osur el bestaklis merubin. Now, halacha, it means you can't stare. Sheyochel avod dehesradas, it'll bring to distraction. Avariya katsas shari, just to see briefly is okay. The dachs on hamigdash, only time based on migdash. Shemavarach mashem hamafoirish, when they use Hashem's name, the shem hamafoirish, vashachino haisa shari yadehem, the shachino resides on their hands, then haya osur fila riya katsas, then you couldn't even take a glance. Mashenkim is manazeh, but today a glance is permitted. However, the meaning today's Eichel Mikdash is not to look at all at the Kahanim when they're Duchanim. The Kahanim don't look at their hands either. Like we said before, it shouldn't be distracting. So the meaning has emerged that the Kahanim cover their faces with the talus. That's the proper meaning. Their hands are alatas. Padachi Moshe Moshe, the Mecha Moshe adds, Shagam Ha'am Nohagan Lachas as Penem Vitalis, that the minig is for the Yisrael also to cover their face with the talis. They shouldn't see the Kahanim's hands. So everyone's covering everything. The Tzibur covers their faces not to look at the Kahanim. The Kahanim are covering their hands, that no one should see their hands. Kahanim are covering their faces, they shouldn't see their own hands. So we want to be totally focused. But again, there's an element of Zeichel and Mikdash when it was also to look because the Shekhinah would be on their hands. As far as the Kohen making a bracha on the talis, a bacher who takes the talis, so generally the meaning is he doesn't make a bracha, it's for covered Tzibur. But the bigger note that if a Kohen bacher has his own talis that he uses for duchening, he has a duchening talis. He should make a bracha on it. If he's a vazn, he should make a bracha. If he has his own talis that he uses for duchening, he should make a bracha.